This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The 73rd NAFB, or National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, starts today in Kansas City, Missouri. The convention runs through the end of the week with farm broadcasters attending from a number of different states, but there are also attendees who don't work in the radio industry. Executive Director of the Association, Tom Brand, has some information for you about the history of NAFB and what I'll be doing in Kansas City.
Back in 1944, right in the midst of World War II, there was a group of broadcasters that were spending a significant amount of their time on the air talking about agriculture issues. A lot of them were associated with Extension, and they were doing, you know, special spots on the radio talking about agriculture and commodity marketing and that kind of thing. And a group of them said, you know, we ought to have an official association. So they met in Chicago. It was during the World 4-H Congress in Chicago, and said, let's form an association. And that time, the National Association of Rural Farm Directors, or NARFD, was formed. Over the years, that name has transitioned to include television, and then we actually transitioned to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and about 15 years ago, changed to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And our convention has been held mainly in Kansas City. Since 1972, we've been at the Weston Crown Center in the heart of Kansas City, just across the street from Union Station, and we're looking forward to welcoming people in this week for our 73rd convention of the NAFB.
Pretty amazing, you say 73 years that this convention has been going on, and our radio station being in central Illinois to southern Illinois. Now, NAFB, you're located in Missouri, correct, the headquarters?
You bet. The headquarters is just a little bit north of Kansas City in what I would call a bedroom community of Platte City, Missouri. It's close to Kansas City International Airport. We had the chance to move the offices here back in 2002. And initially been in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's interesting, before 1988, the association didn't have an official office. The association was ran by the farm broadcasters that were members of the board of directors and served as one of the national officers. So back in the late 80s, the association saw a need to do some marketing of farm broadcasting, and they said, let's establish an office. At that time, a lot of advertising agencies were in the Twin Cities, and so they settled in St. Paul, and then as business changed and the executive directors changed, we moved the association headquarters into Platte City.
Really an interesting history, and just to give our listeners an idea of what's going to be happening at the convention this week, maybe how many people are going to be there, and then who's going to be there, because we say farm broadcasters, but we're not talking just radio.
Exactly. We'll have around 650-700 attendees that will be part of our convention this year. Not all of those are farm broadcasters. The association itself has about 175 members that are on the air, either in a weekly or in a daily fashion, talking as farm broadcasters. But there's a lot of folks that are connected to the industry, maybe a radio station general manager, a salesperson. In a lot of cases, it's what we call our allied industry. And those are folks that are connected to ag business, whether they come from an ag organization, some sort of an agriculture company, or folks that have an interest in the ag community. And then another important component, I think, of our convention are students. And we've really opened up to students the past several years. We actually sponsor students to come in and be a part of this convention. And we'll have 25 students from 11 different universities joining us here in Kansas City this week. And the biggest part of our convention is central on Thursday. It's an event we call Trade Talk. It's a large interview fair. Companies and organizations come in and they set up booths, and we have an opportunity then for farm broadcasters to go around and visit with them about the latest news of the day. That will bring in the largest crowd that we have. We also have professional improvement and some newsmaker opportunities, including Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who will be with us on Thursday following that Trade Talk event, and then Trade Ambassador Darcy Vetter. So we've got really a good full program lineup this year.
Well, I'm looking forward to attending convention, and as you alluded a little bit to the Trade Talk, that's always a very busy day, but an exciting day, because it's literally anyone that you would want to talk to in the ag industry, there is pretty much someone there that you can visit with.
Exactly. We'll have about 110 booths that will be set up, 90 different companies filling those booths, and so it's not uncommon for a farm broadcaster to get done with the with the day of interviews that runs from 7 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon and say, I did 25, 30 interviews today. And then on the flip side, some of those exhibitors turn around and say, I did 45, 50 interviews today. So it's a lot of hustle and bustle and activity going on, but we really feel like it's a great event for both the folks that are there as exhibitors as well as for the farm broadcasters to gather some different news.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time and looking forward to visiting with you more this week at convention. Any final thoughts about NAFB or convention that you'd like to mention?
You know, Katie, we're looking forward to having a good crowd with us here in Kansas City this week. Appreciate WSMI and their long-term membership in the association as well as you being a member of NAFB. And encourage your listeners to keep on tuning in and being a part of what you guys have to offer there on the air.
Tom Brand, the Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and I'll have more reports from convention later on this week. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.